Good morning. I'll call the meeting to order. It's 9 o'clock. We have Jenny Webster, Marie Summers, Daniel Guzman King, Kirby Matoxin, and myself chairing. Any changes to the agenda?
Nope.
Okay, you're looking for a motion to adopt the agenda as is? Motion
second.
By Jenny, seconded by Marie. Questions or comments? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Moving on to minutes, looking for a motion to approve March 3rd, 2021 LOC meeting minutes and forward to the business committee for consideration.
Second.
Motion by Kirby, seconded by Jenny. Questions or comments? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Current business, audit committee bylaws. Kristen.
Good morning. This item begins on page 4 of the packet. On February 3rd, 2021, the LOC added this item to the active files list per the request of the Internal Audit Department to have the BC consider certain amendments to the Audit Committee's bylaws. On the next page of your packet, you will find the draft bylaws that the department submitted along with its agenda request for consideration. The proposed amendments are indicated in red and in one area blue ink. The Audit Committee is a standing committee of the BC and thus is not governed by the board's committees and commissions law, as was the case with many of the bylaws that have come before you in the past 2 years or so. This also means that the across-the-board changes that the business committee directed the Legislative Reference Office to add to those bylaws of the nation that are subject to the board's committees and commissions law would not apply here absent further direction from the LOC or the business committee. With respect to the amendments, I will highlight the more material ones that the committee is asking the business committee to approve. On page 1 of the draft, which is page 5, line 24 of your packet, the committee is proposing to remove the requirement that one committee member from the community be appointed in accordance with the board's committees and commissions law. On page 2 of the draft, which is page 6, line 89 of your packet, the committee is proposing that virtual meetings of the committee be allowed so long as conducted in accordance with the committee's virtual meetings standard operating procedure. Also on page 2 of the draft, which is page 6, line 93 of your packet, the committee is proposing to add an exception to the requirement that committee members be afforded at least 48 hours advance notice of emergency or special meetings when, for good cause, such notice is impossible or impractical. On the bottom of page 2, top of page 3 of the draft, which is pages 6 and 7 of your packet, starting at line 96, the committee is proposing to remove the requirement that the public receive notification of emergency or special meetings altogether. On page 3 of the draft, which is page 7, line 113 of your packet, the committee is proposing that e-polls be allowed so long as conducted in accordance with the committee's standard operating procedure governing e-polls. And on the same page, beginning at line 117, the committee is proposing that the meeting stipend for its community member be set at $75 per meeting, and that the requirement for stipends to be paid in accordance with the board's committees and commissions law be removed. Following the draft, you will see the legislative analysis to the committee's proposed bylaws amendments. This starts on page 10 of the packet. This document is a plain language analysis that describes the important features of the legislation being considered and provides factual information to enable the LOC to make informed decisions regarding the legislation. Such information must include whether the proposed legislation conflicts with any other laws of the nation. As you will see on page 6 of the legislative analysis, which is page 15 of the packet, the author flagged a potential conflict between the proposed amendments in the nation's open records and open meetings law. Specifically, the proposed deletion of the requirement that the public be provided advance notice of committee meetings conflicts with section 107.15-1 of the open records, open meetings law, which requires adherence to the minimal requirements for entities other than the business committee to notify the public of meetings, even if such meetings are closed to the public. So without knowing whether any of the standard operating procedures or other documents referenced within the committee's bylaws actually addresses the issue of public notice so as to satisfy the open records and open meetings law, the removal of this requirement in the bylaws could produce a conflict between the nation's open records law and open meetings law, if it is interpreted to mean that no public notice is required at all. With respect to this conflict, Section 5 of the legislative analysis addresses how the conflict could be resolved, and it suggests that the committee simply add back into its bylaws a requirement that public notice be provided in accordance with the nation's open records and open meetings law. This would not prohibit the committee from closing the meetings to the public, but would satisfy the requirement that the public actually know a meeting is occurring. You will also note that there are some other considerations in Section 5 of the legislative analysis. And one of the considerations that the LOC is being asked to make is whether to change reference to the word tribal to say nation so that there's no inconsistent interpretations about whether tribal means other tribes within the country, the state, or whether it just means the United Nation. So the suggestion would be to clarify that if we're referring to the United Nation, we use nation instead of tribal. And then the last suggestion in the consideration section is that there be some indication on how the community member of the committee is selected to serve on the committee. And as we discussed in our meeting prior to this LOC meeting, one of the suggestions was that the committee member be appointed in a similar fashion that is set forth in the board's committees and commissions law, but not to require that this committee be governed by the entire provisions of the board's committees and commissions law. So my suggestion or my request for motion would be to accept the audit committee bylaw amendments with these three changes that I just explained and to forward the committee bylaw amendments to the business committee for consideration and possible adoption.
I'm just clarifying, so the three requests are change tribal to nation?
That's correct.
Because the audit committee is closed meetings, that a notice go out that they are having a meeting, not to open the meeting, but that a notice be sent out.
That's correct.
And the third one is to
The third one was to include a process for appointing or selecting the community member on the committee.
Any other questions or comments?
On the EPL, on the voting section, that is that already accepted for the EPL to accept the required to do EPL as opposed to voting?
The committee did add that as a proposed amendment, and there's no conflicts with that proposal.
And when they do EPLs, the requirement for voting requires a higher number opposed to a quorum, right? That's the main difference?
There is a process set forth in the board's committees and commissions law that governs how EPLs are conducted, but this this particular committee, being a standing committee, is not subject to the board's committees and commissions law.
Jenny?
I'll make a motion to accept the audit committee bylaws amendments draft and legislative analysis with the three changes that we just identified.
Second.
And to forward to the business committee?
And to forward the bylaws to the business committee for consideration.
Yes, okay. Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Marie. Questions or comments? If none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Moving on to new submissions, election law emergency amendments. Clarissa.
So on March 24th, the Oneida Election Board submitted a request for emergency amendments to the election law to the business committee. The business committee then adopted a motion to send this request from the election board for emergency amendments to the election law to the LOC for consideration. So the nation's public health state of emergency has been extended until May 12, 2021. The election board has scheduled the 2021 special election caucus for May 8th. Since it is advised for the membership to stay home and to social distance, the election board has decided it would be in the best interest of the nation to cancel the caucus. So in preparations for the 2021 special election, the election board is asking that the following emergency amendments to the election law be considered so that we would eliminate the caucus from the election process, require an individual to submit an application in order to have his or her name placed on the ballot for the election, eliminate the requirement for an individual to obtain at least 10 signatures of qualified voters when submitting an application to be placed on the ballot. Referendum questions are to be presented in writing to the nation's secretary or designated agent during normal business hours. No mailed, internal mail, or fax or other delivery method would be accepted. And then they also are looking to reduce the number of Oneida Election Board members who are required to sign the election totals on machine-counted ballots from 6 to 3. So now the LOC is being asked to consider whether or not to add this to its active files list. So the LOC needs to determine if they would like to add the election law emergency amendments to the active files list and then designate a sponsor.
Jenny?
I'll make a motion to add the election law emergency amendments to the active files list with Marie Summers as the sponsor.
Second.
Motion been made by Jenny, seconded by Marie. Questions or comments?
If not, Kirby? Sponsor is Marie Summers?
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention. Motion carries. Now we're looking for a motion to adjourn at 9:12.
Second.
Motion made by Daniel, seconded by Marie. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention. Motion carries. Thank you, everyone.